Sounds too good to be true, right? But hear us out. You spend 3 weeks on a blog post. You agonize over the angle, research the data, write and rewrite the intro. It goes live. Maybe it gets some traction, maybe it doesn't. So then you move on to the next thing. That's how most content gets treated. A one-time event. You publish it, promote it for a week, and let it fade into the archives while you scramble to fill next month's calendar. Here's the thing, though. That post you worked so hard on, it still has legs. The thinking, the research, the expertise behind it, none of that expires the moment you hit publish. You probably have more than enough content, but most businesses are in the habit of abandoning content before they've squeezed out every last drop. You're probably thinking to yourself, isn't repurposing content lazy work? Shockingly, no. It's actually one of the smartest things a content marketer can do. This is how you build a content engine that compounds over time, rather than starting from scratch every single month. Why most content dies too early. Before we get into the how, it's worth understanding the why. The average blog post reaches its core audience in the first week of publication. Social posts have a lifespan measured in hours. Even email, with its direct-to-inbox advantage, gets one shot before it's buried under everything else. By the time most content finds its footing, you've already moved on. Meanwhile, you're constantly under pressure to produce more. More posts, more videos, more social content. The calendar never stops. The result is a content strategy that's wide but shallow, lots of one-time pieces that never build on each other, never compound, and never give any single idea the chance to reach its full audience. Repurposing breaks that cycle. When you commit to getting maximum mileage out of every piece you create, you stop treating content like a treadmill and start treating it like an asset. What repurposing actually means and what it doesn't. Let's be direct. Repurposing is not copying and pasting your blog post into a new document and calling it a LinkedIn article. Real repurposing means thoughtfully adapting your existing ideas, data, and expertise for a different format, platform, or audience. The underlying thinking stays the same. The packaging changes to meet the medium. A long-form guide becomes a short email series. A webinar becomes a blog post and 3-quote graphics. A customer FAQ document becomes a series of short videos. An interview becomes a podcast episode, a transcript, a pull quote social post, and an article. The content is the raw material. Repurposing is refining and reshaping it. The do's of repurposing content. Do start with your best performers. Not everything is worth repurposing. Start with the content that has already proven it has something to say. Your highest traffic blog posts, your most shared social content, the email that got an unusually high click-through rate. These pieces already resonated. Give them a longer runway. Do think in formats, not just platforms. Different formats reach people at different moments and in different mindsets. A detailed how-to guide is perfect for someone actively searching for a solution. A short video is better for someone scrolling passively. An infographic works for someone who wants the takeaway at a glance. Ask yourself, where else could this idea live? And what format would serve that context best? Do let the platform guide the shape. What works in a 1,500-word blog post doesn't work in an Instagram caption. Don't just truncate your content for new platforms. Adapt it. Pull out the most relevant point, reframe it for that audience, and let it stand on its own. Do update before you redistribute. Before you resurface older content, check it. Are the statistics still accurate? Are any of the tools or platforms you referenced still relevant? Have best practices changed? A quick refresh protects your credibility and often improves the original piece in the process. Do repurpose across the funnel. Awareness stage content, broad educational articles, explainer videos, can be reimagined as consideration stage content, comparison guides, case studies, detailed how-tos, with a shift in framing and depth. The same core topic can serve a reader who's just discovering you and one who's almost ready to buy. Do build a repurposing workflow into your process. The best time to think about how a piece will be repurposed is before you create it. When you're planning a long blog post, ask yourself upfront, what are the three social posts inside this? What would the short video version be? What stat or insight could anchor an email? Plan to repurpose from the start. The don'ts of repurposing content. Don't repurpose without a purpose. Just because you can turn a blog post into a Twitter thread doesn't mean you should. Ask whether the audience on that platform actually needs this information, and whether the format is right for what you're trying to say. Repurposing for repurposing's sake is just noise. Don't ignore context. Your LinkedIn and Instagram audiences are different people, often at different stages of research and with different expectations. The same message, pitched the same way to both, isn't actually repurposing. It's just cross-posting. Take a moment to reframe the angle or the hook for where it's going. Don't let SEO cannibalization happen by accident. If you're turning a blog post into multiple pieces of written content, be careful about creating duplicate thin content that competes with itself in search. Keep the original as the canonical comprehensive piece and let the repurposed content link back to it rather than trying to outrank it. Don't mistake quantity for quality. The goal of repurposing is to extend the reach and impact of good ideas, not to pad your content calendar with mediocre spin-offs. If the repurposed piece isn't good enough to stand on its own, it isn't helping your brand. Don't forget attribution and context. When you resurface older content on social or in email, give it a frame. Still one of our most read posts on this topic, or we wrote this a year ago, and it's still the question we get most often. Tells your audience why they should care now. Don't just reshare into the void. Don't only look backward. Repurposing isn't just about recycling old content. It's also about building new content with repurposing in mind from the start. Your next pillar piece of content should be designed to spin off into multiple formats before you ever write the first line. How to start repurposing content. If you're not sure where to begin, here's a practical starting point. Pick one high-performing piece of content, something you're proud of, and that your audience responded to. Then ask yourself these questions. What's the single most valuable insight in this piece? Who else might benefit from this idea who didn't see the original? What format would work best for that audience and context? What would need to change? Length, tone, framing, examples, to make it work there? Start there. One piece thoughtfully reimagined for a new format or platform. Then start building the habit. Building something bigger. When you commit to repurposing content effectively, you're not only getting more posts out of the same effort, you're building a content library that works for you over time. You're reinforcing your expertise by making sure your best ideas reach the people who need them, not just the ones who happen to see a specific post on a specific Tuesday. You're also giving your content the opportunity it deserves. The ideas your team put real thought into shouldn't be one-hit wonders. They should keep working long after the original publish date. The businesses that win at content marketing over time aren't the ones churning out the most new pieces. They're the ones who understand that what they've already created is worth more than they're getting out of it. Need help getting the most out of your content? Let's chat.